This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and it means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, I'm speaking to him from his office in Denton, Texas, is Chuck Pierce. We're talking to him about his book, The Worship Warrior. And before we even get into the book, I've got to pick up where we left off yesterday. We found out that Chuck came from a background of a father that was alcoholic and abusive and missed his call with God. And Chuck started walking down the same path, but he had a grandmother that would not let go of God. And so he eventually, through a whole series of events, sold out to the kingdom of God. God spoke to him actually in a hospital, and God said, I will restore all that you have lost. And then a little later, he was in a car driving, and the presence of God came in. He experienced the love of God. That, Chuck, that's what everyone has to experience, the love of God. It's that has to be so life-changing.
Well, it's great, Sid, to be back with you again. And, you know, Galatians says, faith worketh by love. Now, another thing in this book, Worship Warrior, that I try to explain is the seven dimensions of faith that we go through. And as we worship is a faith expression. And so what was happening to me, I was just doing my normal, and some of you who are listening to this, you just might be driving to your normal workplace and doing just your normal daily routine. I was driving to downtown Houston where I worked in one of the major oil companies, and the Spirit of God invaded my car again. And when he did that, it was so overwhelming, I couldn't drive. And I said, Lord, because from the time I was 18 on, and I think I was 24 at this time, I had sought the Lord on a daily basis. You know, he meets us, he changes us, and, you know, we want to know him. And I think discipline of seeking him is a part of knowing him. And so I had sought him that morning in my quiet time. I was driving to work, and all of a sudden his presence and love comes in the car, and it's so overwhelming that I could not drive. So I say these words to the Lord. When I pull over, I'm weeping, just weeping before the Lord. And I said, Lord, this love is so overwhelming, I'm not sure that I can handle it. Why would you be pouring such love out on me? And the Spirit of God spoke something that changed my life. He said to me, this is the love I had for your father. And some of you are listening out there, you go through hard times and you wonder, how can somebody be so messed up? And how can things go wrong the way they went? And all of a sudden, the Lord showed me how much he loved my father. Even though my father had all these problems and had fallen into the hands and the snares of the devil, that didn't change God's love for him. And all of a sudden, it was as if the heavens opened and I could see what God had intended for my father. And then not only could I see what God had intended for him, but it was as if I could see how God wanted me to step in to the godly inheritance that was there that had never been fulfilled.
Now, briefly, what did God have for your father?
Oh, you could just see it. The Lord had called him to advance the kingdom through wealth. The Lord had called him to, my dad was so capable of whatever he touched turned to gold. Now, if you're listening out there, I want to say this to you. There is a redemptive plan in your bloodline. Now, this will go back for you to understand Israel just as well. God never forgets his redemptive plan. And success means that the plan of redemption that God has for you, you are fulfilling that plan. See, success also means this, that when you study the Hebrew and Greek, it means that God has help for you on your road. And it was as if God was giving me revelation on my road, because my dad had the ability to gain wealth. He was very creative. He had influence. And the Lord said, even though the enemy diverted that, that doesn't mean that you can't enter in to the redemptive quality of your bloodline. And, you know, Sid, we're always talking about the curses in our bloodline, which I wrote a book on. But we want to understand the redemptive plan. But what happened to me was faith exploded in me. It was as if I went into a worship dimension. So faith, I can't tell you what this love did. And I think if you're listening, you can hear the excitement as if it was today. Faith so exploded in my body. I said, Lord, what do I do with this? I see the blessings you had for my father. I see the blessings you have for me. I see the blessings for my generations and days ahead. I said, Lord, what do I do with this faith? And the Lord said, I want you to open your mouth and start giving it away. And so it was forever changing. I can just say to you, God has times to meet with you that will change you forever in your life.
And of course, the whole purpose of this book, Worship Warrior, that we're making available, and this is something that everyone listening to me, including myself, wants to know. And you say, if you'll, this is what you're quoting God, and God is saying, if you'll worship me, I'll visit with you. I can tell you how to get untangled from the snares in your path and how to move forward. I can even reveal to you things to come that are pertinent to your life and world. Are you telling me that one of the major advantages in worshiping God is to get direction?
Sid, I'll tell you this. When we come into communion with God, one of the functions of our spirit man, many people never talk about our spirit. And this book is an interesting book because it's a unique worship book. I was asked to write this book after our tragedy that we experienced in our nation of 9/11, where the towers in New York City actually, the attack that came upon our nation. And I believe it was an attack on God's covenant people. And it was a warning of things ahead.
Now, why do you say it was an attack on the Jewish people?
It was just an attack, yes, on God's covenant people, God's covenant plan in the earth. And, of course, right now, as no matter where the United States is, we're still in an alignment as a covenant nation. We have our struggles, and we could go either way at this time, but right now we're still aligned with God's covenant plan in Israel. And I believe what we entered into at that time was a covenant war like we had never known. And this book helps us. I was asked to write this book, so it was a stretching time for me because I made the statement, if we're going to win the wars ahead in our lives or in our nation, we're going to have to learn to worship. Because when you worship, you come into a place of communion where God reveals himself to you. Not only reveals himself, he shows you what you're supposed to be doing in the earth realm in the time frame that he's placed you. And so this book...
I can't think of anything worse than to live this life, be born again, go to heaven, and find out that you missed the purpose of your life.
It's a scary thing. See, that's the beauty of understanding Israel biblically. It will not miss its purpose. It might stray this way. It might go into captivity for 40 years. It might go into captivity for 400 years. It might go into captivity for 70, but it will not miss its purpose. See, that's the beauty of being in covenant relationship with God. Now, if you're listening out there today and you're not in covenant relationship with God, you can do that by simply right now just saying, Lord, I want to give my life to you. Come into my life. Invade me with your spirit. Awaken my spirit to be awakened to you. Live inside of me. Let me be a conduit. Let me be an ambassador for you. And so here, what happened with this was God, through worship, can reveal to you the plan that he has for you. He can attach, he can cause you to worship and gain wisdom in a way that wisdom that the enemy has no access to, so you can defeat the enemy in your life.
I have to ask you this question. You wrote a whole book on the subject, but I'm asking you, how do you worship personally?
Well, first of all, I'm devoted to the Lord, and I think the number one thing in my life that has been a key is, remember when he told Joshua, Joshua, if you'll meditate upon me day and night, I will, and meditate upon my covenant plan, what I'll do is I will assure you of success. See, my dad had the anointing for success, but he missed the concept of Sabbath rest and being devoted to the Lord. He missed the concept of communion. He also, instead of devoting himself to the Lord, he got tangled up with mammon and the world. And it was as if the Lord was saying, wait a minute, now I can put you in the world, but just because you're in the world, I don't want you to be of it. And if you'll worship me and meditate upon me, you'll never stray from my covenant plan. So I always begin the day through meditation. And throughout the day, I meditate on what God is showing me or telling me. I meditate upon his covenant plan, not only for myself, but for the nation of Israel. I meditate upon the plan that he has for if he's asking me to pray for our nation. And I try to align the thing or the person God's having me pray for back to his ultimate covenant plan that he has in the Word of God. I keep using the word covenant, but see, it's God's agreement with us. And once we understand it, all life will revolve around covenant.
Now, when I think of worship, though, I think of playing this worship CD, raising my hands to God, and just soaring in the Spirit.
Well, it's a portion of worship where your spirit ascends into that position that you've been given, because see, most of us forget we're called to live in the heavenlies and walk in the earth.
You know, most people don't even know what you're talking about.
I know that, but once you've allowed the Spirit of God to come into your life and you've invited the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, well, the Lord is available to us, but he's at the right hand of the Father in the heavenlies.
You know what I love, and we don't have time to go into it on today's broadcast, but you talk about the Hebrew word for ascending and about Jacob's ladder and how the angels ascended up and down from heaven on the ladder, and we can do that ascending. And Mishpucha, you really need his book. It's called Worship Warrior. We're making it available for a donation of $20 or more. Mike Bickle says about this book, Chuck Pierce gives us a blueprint for worship that will cast a net for the harvest of the nations. $20 or more, donation of $20 or more for Worship Warrior. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzi, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.